Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm going to do tarot and medium readings on three cold cases in Spain. In 2019, two girls went missing, Manuela Bogueffa and Virginia Espejo. The four cards that I pulled were the Father of Knives in the reverse, Bishop C.H. Mason in the reverse, Mother of Coins in the reverse, and Mother of Sticks in the reverse. Throughout this reading, Manuela and Virginia came through very clear. They were trying to explain to me about the cartel and the military, how there is people in the military and the cartels that will live underneath houses or places. The girls had showed me that there are openings and doors and secret ways and stairs down into these underground living spaces. It's a place that they hide where they can run away from any kind of persecution from government or people. Virginia went on to explain that there are people corrupted in their military because they either want to be a part of the U.S. government and commit crimes on the Spanish people, primarily women and children, or U.S. government will infiltrate their soldiers into the Spanish military very secretly. The girls had stated that they really don't keep track of how they look. So a U.S. military person would be capable of doing some kind of work on themselves to look like another soldier, and they would never know. So there is obviously, during this time in 2019, a dominance of the U.S. government in this area of Spain. I believe in Spain in general. The girls explained the control of the U.S. government in Spain and how this was affecting the women and children, and they were purposely committing crimes on their women and children. It was clearly an attack on their people, and they were working closely with the cartel. These kind of people would be living underground as well to hide their secrets, to hide their crimes, to hide people that they abducted or killed. Manuela and Virginia made it clear that they took them to these underground places, and one had died before the other because they kept one in order to have babies. What they do is they like to keep a woman down there to have babies due to they take the babies and they will experiment on them. And I don't believe a lot of these babies live. This was something that Manuela and Virginia both wanted me to talk about because it was a huge problem. The cartel and the people in the military of the government obviously had an idea for a new race, some kind of new race of people. I said, if I close my eyes, can you show me what it's like down there? She showed me, both of the girls showed me how they get sick down there and they will die. Disease is obviously something that they struggle with down living underground. And I could see the puddles of, you know, water and mud. One of the girls I had found was suicidal, so it was obvious that she just didn't want to live. And it brought me into this story that she was telling me how she just wasn't getting along with her family. And I believe that the reason why she wasn't was because she liked the same sex. And it was clear her family did not agree with this. Going out was more of an escape. Based on this reading, I do believe that they are drugged underground. So the Father of Knives in the reverse was actually discussing how they were actually in the upper hand at one point. There must have been a fight or a struggle in the car. At one point, the girls told me, at one point, we were fighting and we had the upper hand. It seemed that there was a struggle over some sort of power or weapon. So when they had brought them to the underground and they had gotten there, they were explaining how they were surprised that women were a part of these crimes. And then the women, a part of these groups, cartel, military, they were forcing them to do things with the men. In the Mother of Sticks in reverse, I had a full-on conversation with a spirit, and the spirit was telling me about the upper class in Spain, how they're infiltrated with Muslim religion, but they are secret gays. and how this is really dangerous for the women and children in Spain. These homosexual Muslims in Spain in the upper class are very dangerous and they kill. They are a very violent people. And their lineage and everything continues on because they're having children. So they carry their ways on. It's not something that's talked about. It's very, very secret. Because of this situation, women are not loved. Children are not loved like they should be. They are actually kind of hated. So this is a male-dominated upper-class group that is just extremely pro-male due to their homosexuality and their Muslim religion. It seems like the U.S. government has a lot to do with the cartels, the military, and these upper-class people. However, regardless of that, I don't believe that the U.S. government has as much say anymore over Spain than they used to, even within the past couple years. Hopefully, the people that are taking over Spain now, because I believe there's a new people that are, hopefully they are able to stop these crimes that are being done on the people. Unless the law enforcement and people that want to stop these crimes find these underground people and these underground communities of these cartels and the military of these criminals, then there is no solving the issue that is in Spain. So they would have to go down to these underground, find these communities, and completely tear it apart in order to stop these horrible crimes that are happening in Spain. What the mother of sticks is saying, and the mother of coins, if any of them were brought down there, even if they're alive, there's no coming out. There's no coming out from those underground communities. Going into the second case, the man of Samiedo. They didn't have an accurate name for this man, which I think that from this reading, he would have had a different name, a unique name. They noted that he had some sort of disease and was hunchbacked. He was thrown on the side of the road. He was really short, and I found some very interesting things about him. So they didn't know where he was from, and they were looking all over in Spain for this identity of the man of Samiedo. Well, during this reading, it was clear that he was from Ireland. The cards I pulled are the Father of Coins in the upright, the Ten of Coins in reverse, the Mother of Knives in reverse, and the Daughter of Baskets in the upright. The Father of Coins basically states that he was a servant. He protected the home and was pretty much like a dog. I wouldn't have pegged him as dangerous in this reading, but I do believe that he would end the life of somebody over protecting who he loved. And based off this reading, kind of looks like he might have ended some lives. The Ten of Coins in reverse is stating how much he loved his mom. Now, there was a mom that had raised him, and he loved her regardless of the sexual and physical abuse that she had done to him. The story about his biological mother was that she didn't want to be friends with the mother that raised him. And they took offense to that, so they ended her life and took her baby. So he lived out in a forest. This isn't something that's not typical for people who are hiding different looking people or babies. I was so amazed that he was from Ireland. I didn't realize Ireland and Spain were so close together. 652.9 miles. I can't get it out. But that was just so amazing that he was from Ireland and they dropped him off in Spain. A lot of details about him on a personal level was that he loved to write. He grew up in a place that was obviously out in the middle of nowhere, and maybe he has some journals that have been left behind. Hiding these children is just something, you know, hiding a stolen baby. So if they get sick, it was in that reading that if these babies would get sick that were stolen, that they would end their lives if they did, because they couldn't give them any type of medical care and they didn't want to get caught. This seems like, based off of this reading, as a very underground type thing. The reason that he was dumped was because the people who loved him, that raised him, probably the mother, had passed, and so they didn't give him a proper burial. The people who dumped him are not coming through as people who were not relatives of his. But what is so sad about this reading is it is clear that they did not love him like they should have. There is a lack of love, and that is why they dumped him there where they did. It is clear on this reading that if it was researched who he is and what he is out in Ireland, it could be possible to find his relatives and find him and who he is. This comes through as a huge possibility. Going into the next case, I'm doing a tarot and medium reading on Malen Zoe Rodriguez. The cards I pulled was the Sun of Sticks in the upright, the Two of Coins in the reverse, the Five of Coins in the upright, and the Father of Coins in the upright. What is sad about this is in the Father of Coins, it's clear that she was killed, and her spirit comes through as wanting to be found. She wants her body to be found. It's clear that she was beaten, raped to death somewhere, and she was put somewhere in the woods. This came through very clearly in the reading. It's clear in the Sun of Sticks that Spain is not somewhere you would want to live if you have children. There are young men that want to be a part of the cartel and these groups that are killing women and children. They are doing it just because they want to. The Two of Coins in reverse is saying, well, maybe she's in the water now. Maybe she's been out there in the woods, and maybe this is saying she's by water. Maybe she is under some sort of walkway. She was explaining to me how she was drugged and she felt good. It made her feel some type of way. And then that's all that she remembers. Everything was pretty blurry from there. So it's obvious that women and children are being abducted in these large numbers. These young men want to be a part of these violent groups, and so they are committing these violent acts on these women and these children. She said the man was a bigger man and he was darker. These young men, are a part of these violent acts out in Spain. They want money and they want power. They want to be a part of the cartels. There was a mention of black on black crime, where blacks will abuse the black children out in Spain, where they will go missing or be killed. And this was brought up in the reading. So this man that had obviously attacked her, abducted her, was obviously somebody who was a wannabe cartel person. So he didn't come through as being in it. He came through as being a wannabe. Thank you so much for listening to Mama Isis podcast. I hope you enjoyed those tarot and medium readings on three cold cases in Spain. I enjoy every adventure with you. Blessed be.